USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Republican presidential candidates will face off on a debate stage in Milwaukee, Wisconsin tonight. Eight candidates will participate in the first debate of the 2024 presidential primary, including Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and newcomer Vivek Ramaswamy. The event is being conducted by Fox News. However, it will be without the party's frontrunner, presidential candidate Donald Trump. Trump has recorded an interview with former Fox host Tucker Carlson. As families suffer, children are missing, and Lahaina is burned to the ground, the federal government support crews on Maui are living high on the hog on your dime.
FEMA officials are facing criticism for staying in luxury hotels costing $1,000 per night. Slow response to the disaster has drawn scrutiny, as staying 45 minutes away from Lahaina in five-star hotels like the Fairmont Kealani, Four Seasons, and Grand Wailea Astoria, FEMA officials are accused of being complacent because they don't want to leave their lavish accommodations. Fire victims also expressing dissatisfaction with the $700 aid for food and clothing. President Biden allocated $7 million tax dollars for FEMA's disaster response, most of which is being used to house up to 1,000 staff members in the same high-end hotels. I'm John Schaefer.
Alec Baldwin is trying to stop a lawsuit filed by crew members from his movie Rust. Attorneys for the actor and his production company have filed a motion to dismiss a civil case brought on by three crew members who accused Baldwin of negligence in the death of a cinematographer. A hearing on the motion is set for today in New Mexico, where most of the movie was filmed. A California woman who disappeared nearly 8 years ago was found safe. 31-year-old Lisa Hu went missing December 8, 2015 in Oakland. No explanation was given by police or Hu on where she had been for the last 8 years. USA News.
If you have asthma, pay close attention to this message. It can save you hundreds of dollars on your healthcare costs. Right now, you can make a free call and get generic asthma inhalers for less than $20 a piece. That's cheaper than most of your insurance copays. And if you call right now, you can buy 10 or more and save even more. Our Rescue Asthma Inhalers are a real generic version of the product that you already pay hundreds of dollars for. Save yourself money and call now to order. If you have asthma, now you can save hundreds of dollars with no prescription required for your inhalers. Call right now. Learn how to get your Rescue Asthma Inhalers shipped directly to your door for less than $20 each. Call the Prescription Savings Hotline now.
800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. 800-451-0380. That's 800-451-0380. Call now.
The judge overseeing Trump's alleged charges in Georgia will allow TV cameras in the courtroom for a limited time.
The judge overseeing his election interference case ruled Tuesday that cameras will be allowed in the courtroom through September 8th. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis is pushing to hold the arraignments for all the defendants until after Labor Day. Trump and 18 others were charged last week in connection to alleged efforts to overturn the state's 2020 election results. The former president expected surrender Thursday separate from any arraignments. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Former University of Southern California football running back Reggie Bush is planning to file a defamation lawsuit against the NCAA. The lawsuit is based on the NCAA maliciously attacking his character through a completely false and highly offensive statement that was widely reported in the media. The complaint alleges, looks like a lot of adults believe the misinformation about the COVID vaccines.
One-third of adults believe COVID-19 vaccine misinformation, according to a KFF survey. Almost all respondents, 96%, recognized false claims, with a third linking COVID vaccines to sudden deaths in healthy individuals. Of these, 10% considered it definitely true, and 23% deemed it probably true. Around a third also believed in the effectiveness of ivermectin, a parasitic deworming drug, as a COVID treatment. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.